the following at Sank FM, and here's why.
This is why we can't.
I mean,
nice things.
We all
nice
need things. It, but some need to, like, get it by the pallet at Costco. For the following reasons, here is why we can't have nice things, and we will start in Maryland. A woman, North Bethesda woman, who police say sent her husband an AI-generated photo of a man on their couch to prank him, is now facing charges because he didn't know it was a prank and he called 911. Moesha Gardner, 27, texted her husband, actually a couple of Wednesdays ago, and that said that a man forced his way inside their home when she answered the door. Her husband then called 911 after she sent this picture. Totally AI generated. She was going to get a big laugh. But 8 police cruisers rushed to the home, all lights blaring, and then they got there. And she was really surprised sitting alone on the couch. Police said a cell phone mounted on a tripod was aimed at the front door, hoping to catch the reaction of her husband.
What's wrong with the job? You don't need clicks to make a living.
You know, she could have just not sent the photo, but done all of the same thing. Honestly, didn't need AI to be that stupid.
This whole heist situation at the Louvre may be contagious.
Uh-huh.
The DIY variety coming out of beautiful Jensen Beach, Florida, where suspects cut a hole in the roof, then rappelled from the ceiling of a Champs sporting goods store, grabbed hundreds of pairs of Nike shoes, then headed off into the sunset. They're saying it's very, very Tom Cruise of them.
Yeah, that's
but
exactly
still
what
Florida.
It is. That's exactly what that is. Yeah. How you know somebody's seen a particular movie? Well, they pulled it off. So I don't know. Maybe give them a... I don't know. We have a $50 follow-up, actually. This got us all. It was the story of the guy in Illinois who was taken into custody after impersonating Sammy Hagar several places.
Oh, yeah.
The mugshot is fun, but it turns out it's fake news from a parody site. Yeah, it turns out that was not. But there is a guy in Thailand who has been arrested for performing illegal male enlargement operations inside of his 1990s Toyota Corolla. He said, quote, I became interested in this kind of work, so I studied and developed it as a side hustle. That actually is not fake news. I take the fake Sammy Hagar guy.
Yes, please.
Ah.
Oh, there's lots of things you can do in front of a grocery store.
I drive a Corolla. That's not...
Yeah.
You can't use it for
that. I was trying to steer away from that. You went there, man.
Yeah, I know.
So you can grab a cart. Yeah. You can buy some Girl Scout cookies on occasion. Pick out a pumpkin or... have a baby. Two poor police officers responded to a 911 call. People were saying, hey, this lady's water broke right on the sidewalk. They were not making this up. Officers quickly morphed into the supermarket labor and delivery department. The little one popped right out. And mom on a ride to the hospital afterwards.
Oh.
Well done.
Wonderful.
Well done. Well done, officers. In Baltimore, though, it's a little different bit of a story. I had to look this up and learn more about this. It's a rabbit hole if you go down to it. The headline is, just holding a Doritos bag. Student handcuffed after AI system mistakes bag of chips for weapon. So, in Baltimore, they have these AI gun detectors that just scan the landscape and look for things that look like guns. And typically they put this on either public places or schools, like Kenwood High School in Baltimore. And Taki Allen's sitting out there with his friends eating a bag of Doritos. And about 20 minutes later, police show up, surround him with guns, and tell him to get on the ground.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He's a baby.
He says 8 cars show up. They pull up. He said, I have no idea what's going on. They say, get on the ground. And then they finally, like, make him get down to the ground. As the AI detector thought his bag of chips, Doritos, was a gun.
Very unfortunate.
He had no gun. And it was Cool Ranch, so.
Dum, 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 dum.
Grandpa's Halloween prank went a little too far in India. Mohan Lal decided to fake his own death.
Mohan.
Just to see who would show up to his funeral.
Okay.
Hundreds of people arrived. Mm. They were all deep in sorrow. Mm. And apparently this is a thing in India. He was being carried to the crematorium.
Oh.
But then guess what? Ta-da! I'm really alive. It was all a joke. Says he just wanted to see all the love and affection everyone felt before he kicked the bucket.
That wacky Mohan.
You naughty.
You do wonder who will show up. I guess that's the only way to find out, really. And it's a pretty good way to ensure that nobody will show up to the real one when it does happen.
Yeah. Here's that.
Shame.
And
naughty.
Then finally, over there in Surrey, England, in the little village of Ripley in Surrey, well, they don't know what to do. But they're going to show up because the Ripley Bonfire, which every year takes about 5 weeks, about 40 volunteers to construct this bonfire, normally attracts 10 to 15,000 visitors in this little village, and they use it as a fundraiser. The bonfire that took weeks to prepare has now been burned down early by suspected arsonists.
That's just,
you gotta wait for it.